Hello.
Yes,
Yes,
Kiran, I'm
Vinita.
sorry. I just sent you the email. I
Yeah,
don't know if you understood.
For the
Payment.
payment, it's just check for the office copay payment, or also there was an RPM and CCM payment. We have to post only on those one, not for the office balance.
Yeah, and also K1, what was the name? Not the Guan, there was one person. Corneous withers. So what happened that, whenever the patient comes for the office visit, that I think there are $220 or 3 visits, you put them under the posting was done under CCM and RCM instead of that visit. So can you just change to that? And
for
so
the co-payment,
for
he, right?
Yeah, so just change to co-payment that they paid whenever the patient comes,
And can you let me know which patient you have said?
Corneous Weathers. I just sent you the email about that one too.
Let me check.
W-E-A-T-H-E-R-S.
Okay, I got it, yeah.
I sent again that email, but I want you to understand.
I got it.
Oh. And then for that patient, only $40, CCM will be remaining, $40 for 2 visits, I think. So I'm going to, I didn't know that. That's why, I got confused because patient will ask me the question that, I'm paying $20 copay when it's in the statement. So I thought that, statement, but then I didn't know that they are also posting, on the CCM and the RCM. So that's why I deducted that and I told him it's only $200. So that's why it's only paid $200. So that's why I'm having mistake, Because patient will ask me the question because whenever they come, they pay copay, for every patient, even though for Luis Roman. So tell them whoever there's a posting team, just tell them that not to do that whenever it's a copay payment is done. Just do it, let's say, because it will come after, see patient paid today. But when you do the, in the super bill, when you, transfer to the billing, then it would sales that date. So whatever the date that comes after the visit, put that payment for the previous visit. So
I
don't get confused too.
How it's going to be,
just tell them. And then also Terry Matthew, I was looking, the payment in June payment is not done. Can you check that what is happening? What was the reason, that did not get paid? So I can tell patient, for the next visit what I have to do. And for Brenda, just check. I think I didn't tell you that about 130. So if not, then put that payment under 130 for Brenda. She's going to give me 140 tomorrow. So, but I'm going to send that later again tomorrow. So.
Okay,
and that's it, I think. I don't have. And also, I'm going to send you one paper. Let me see, hold on. It says that, do you remember I sent you that paperwork? Okay, here. That Calcel, what was that company name that they are sending me the check right now? And I just sent you the payment under that check is coming last. But also, I'm going to send you under that they say, they are going green, that means paperless. So we have to enroll in the so I'm going to send you what is the how the process is. So can you do that for us? So
yes definitely. Just send me that paperwork so we can just check it out.
And that's the one that Kepler, whatever the name is, I forgot that. I think it does say here. Hold on. I will send you these things so vendor document, but it does say somewhere. But let me send you this KP dot org provider. So that's our check that we are getting lot, and they say they are going paperless. So KP.
Just send me that one in.
It's in blue color. So So I'm going to send you this today, and so you can just enroll and. So we don't, looking for the check on that one. Yeah. Do you have any questions or anything?
No. As of now, nothing I have.
Okay, and I will send you for the office for last Wednesday that I already done. I just want to print out and send you the for the billing. Please do the office billing first because, you know, we have a new patient and this and that. And they come so many times, and so I can ask for the money. I mean, mostly I'm having hard time to get the money. But
we have this only completed for the office. Only that which you sent yesterday, this August 8th, was pending. Otherwise, till August 4th is done for the office.
Just whenever I send, just do office because I don't.
Yeah, definitely.
And there was a one patient. Do you remember I told you that? Oh God. Moton, I think Moton, last name is Moton, M-O-T-O-N. And see, he was a new patient, and I told you that you, you know, when you send me the insurance, it was different, and then she has a different insurance ID.
Yeah, yeah, that one was posted. Actually, what happened that there was in CareSource Medicaid plan, so there was the reference ID, which in the car was mentioned. So we just, there is no any of the issue, like with both the ID that we are able to file the claim, there is no any problem.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm not actually talking about that, I know that you would. But can you check, because we did the depression screening and anxiety screening, I mean, yesterday or day before yesterday when I checked, they did not bill that. So can you check why they did not bill it?
For July 30th, yeah, we just billed the depression
screening. Only one visit.
Yeah, that one was already
billed. They did
it? Yep. Depression screening was billed.
Okay.
There was
because I was checking, it wasn't done. Only office was done. So I thought maybe.
I think there was the code was different because that's a commercial policy.
Oh.
So we have this bill with that 9-6.
Okay. So then I'm for the KP. I'm going to send you today, and you know, so you can start billing for that patient. You know, enroll for the EFT or whatever it is. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.